Welcome back to the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge podcast. I'm your co-host, Frankie Sachs. I'm here with my co-host and close friend, Javier Cantero. This is episode 11 of the podcast, and this week we have a new place where you can find us. Tell the good people about it, Javi.
Yeah, well, before we get to details, yes, we heard you. We knew that you wanted it to be to have the audio version of it. And we're going to be available in Spotify. We're going to be available in Apple Podcasts and several other platforms. From now on, you can just look for us, the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge podcast, and you'll find it in every main, podcast platform, because it's a podcast and people want to hear it, of course.
We heard the people. We heard the demand. We've met the demand.
Exactly. And one thing that we have to address before we start is that you saw that there's a postponed game on Tuesday between Real Madrid and Maccabi Playtika Tel Aviv. That game doesn't count for fantasy. Other than, of course, if a player gets injured, I mean, it would be best not to put it on your lineup and stuff like that. But
it impacts fantasy. It doesn't count for fantasy. But all smart fantasy managers will pay attention to what happens in that game. And as I'm sure will come up over the course of the next 10 minutes or so as we're discussing this, it could impact our lineups on Thursday.
Yeah, I'm not using any Madrid or Maccabi players this week just because I don't want to change my team in midway through the round. But if you're planning to, I don't know, keep Campazzo and try to buy deck or go for Josh Nivo, just wait. Actually, I have Nivo now I'm thinking about it, so I'll have to wait too.
Yes, wait and see is the best advice. So everything we're talking about is relevant to when we're taping this, which is Monday morning. There could even be changes by Tuesday morning when we release it. Certainly, there'll be the game Tuesday night. And as happened last week, and we'll talk about this later also, there were some injuries that came out Thursday morning that had me make some last-minute changes on my team. So the best thing to do is to double-check Thursday afternoon and make sure that you have the best team going into round 11.
And before I forget, you had a good time with Jeff last week, huh?
Yes, we missed you.
That you like to meet me and you find it very enjoyable to meet me. I'm coming after you, Frankie.
Keep coming, but I got a big lead. So unless you cheat and change teams, I've got a little bit of a bonus.
Yeah. If I change teams, I'll be ahead. But I'm not going to change teams. So, I mean, I never did it and I decided not to do it because I kind of turn things around and that can lead us into what happened last week. I bought James Nnaji, who had a career-high game, and I had a very respectable score. Let me check, but I think I was 138.65, which made me win some money. You can see my teams on the screen, those watching on YouTube. Of course, Shengelia, as always, is my captain. Keenan Evans had a good game. All starters worked. The coach won. Grigonis also had a good game. I picked the right players because everybody on the bench didn't play well. So it's kind of, could be a way to turn things around, to start being, good again. How about you? How were things for you?
Well, in a moment, you'll see my team here on the screen. But before we show my screen, let's give a little shout out to the very fine Edu Roca, who puts all the production into this, who puts up the pictures and makes sure everything works. So thank you, Edu. And now here you'll see my team. I had announced a certain team on the podcast with Jeff last week. And then on Thursday afternoon, I saw that two of my players, Tamir Blatt and Luis Alinde, were hurt. It made no sense to keep a team with two guys getting a guaranteed zero. So I made some last-minute changes. One of the guys who I spoke up a lot was Jim Moneke. Moneke did not have his best game. He went for a zero. When I made the changes, and I could no longer afford Moneke, I went with Wade Baldwin, who I made my captain. He had a pretty good week. Could have been better, except he got he was ejected in the fourth quarter. Crunch time, they could have used him. It could have brought me some more value. But overall, I got 163.7 points, not too bad. I gained another 1.2 credits, so now I'm up to almost 114 credits. So it's a pretty solid team.
Yeah, well, a couple of things to say about Moneke. He bounced back and had a 36 PR 36 in the Spanish league against one of his former teams, which is Manresa. What happened? Of course, I mean, it's unpredictable. Moneke has been playing really well. I wouldn't trade Moneke if I had him, and I mean, he played against John Brown, who is one of the best defenders in the league, and he probably was also motivated to play against his former teammates. So, I mean, it happens. I had in my best team, I had Chima Moneke as captain, which of course was a problem. But anyway, in the end, with this team that I have, I got more points than Jeff, which is of course important. I don't want to be replaced in the podcast. And also, shout out to Michalis Spanos, one of our yearly colleagues, who was ninth overall this week, 222 points. Pretty
Also
good.
good. Round of applause.
Really, really good. Anyway, moving on to this week. I made some significant changes because, of course, I gotta move forward. I don't think I have enough money to afford Moneke, and I'm going to run 11 right now to see exactly what I did. So as head coach, I had Pablo Laso, and I'm going for Coach Kadesh. I think Maccabi will win most games at home, just like last season. They play Alba Berlin. It's not that what happened. In the beginning of the season, it's like everybody was picking the coach that went against Asvel, and now it looks like everybody's picking the coach that goes against Alba. But it's not going to be the general rule, but it's more like Maccabi playing at home than anything else. But I like Katz this week, and that's my choice of coach.
Alba's also been dealing with some injuries, so that's one of the reasons that I went with Coach Katash here. But again, I think we need to see how Maccabi looks on Tuesday, how they'll be psychologically. I don't think they have obvious. They clearly don't have the same home court advantage they did in Tel Aviv. Playing in Belgrade will be very difficult. One might ask if that game last week was in Tel Aviv, could they have beaten Barcelona when they lost a close game? The Belgrade equation is, changes things for Maccabi, but I think against a weakened Alba team, and while normally I would be concerned about a team playing Real Madrid 48 hours before, at least Maccabi is not playing in any other competition right now. There's no Israeli league, so the players won't be as tired as they might otherwise be. I'm less concerned about players playing, Sunday and then Tuesday and then Thursday. In this case, it's just two games a week. I think that they can handle it. So that's one of the reasons I'm going against with Maccabi and Coach Katash against a shorthanded Alba Berlin.
And as for players, I'm selling most of my expensive players, really, and I'm going in order. I'm selling Mustafa Fall because Milutinov is back. That means that he's not going to play the number of minutes he was playing lately. I'm selling Nigel Hayes-Davis because I need a really good forward that I have in mind, and I'm selling Keenan Evans just because I have to balance the whole thing. So that's my three best players going right there. So, or three of the best four, because I kept Darius Thompson, who is also expensive. Who did I buy in order? The one player I want, and I'll recommend it later, is Will Clyburn. I think he will play most power forward now that Derek Willis got injured. And when he plays power forward, he finds a lot of advantages. I'm going for Josh Nebo of Maccabi. Because, like you said, Alba has a lot of injuries, and I think it's a good game for him. Depending on, okay, if Khalifa Koumadje has a good game, maybe then Nebo won't be a great choice, but I still trust Nebo. And then I'm going for Bolmaro because, out of the with the money I had, it looked like the best option. He's playing really well right now, and I expect him to play really well against Virtus. So these are my three choices right now.
So I also had Mustafa Fall, like many people did, and I'm cutting him. Bonzi Colson, because I wanted to get some more credits to. Although I'm not so certain that I think he could still have a strong game. His game, I think, translates very well against Alba Berlin, so he could be back in the rotation come Thursday if I make some changes. Especially if Alba's without Olinde in a short or front court. A guy like Bonzi, who's got a lot of energy, I think this could be a good game for him. But for now, I needed the credits to create them somewhere, so I cut him. And Lekavičius from Žalgiris, looking to upgrade at that position. And then I decided to go back to Nikola Mirotic, who's had two slow games, but I don't think anything has changed. Actually, the team's gotten better, and I think it's time for him to bounce back. Bruno Caboclo, who. There's a lot of talent, and I think that we're starting to see it come out. Big home game, a lot of energy. I think that this could be a strong game for him. And with the value we had left, Vanja Mirkovic, who has solidified at 5.9 credits, has taken a very big role. Not very big, but for that price, certainly a big role. He's getting minutes, he's scoring, and that's a good player to have on my bench at 5.9 credits.
Yeah, we wanted to recommend three types of players, and one is 6 credits and under, so you can afford some stars, and Marinkovic is your choice, of course.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think there's only two great options right now at the 6 credits and under, and he is one of them, and I believe that you targeted the other.
Yeah, I got Nagy last week already. I got ahead of the curve this time. And as long as Vesely is out, Nagy will see some significant playing time. He had a lot of foul trouble, though, and that's a problem. He had 5 fouls in 11 minutes last week against Maccabi. But still, I think he's gonna be okay. Playing at home against Asvel, playing against Yusupa Fall, I think he's a good match. And for less than 6 credits, I think it's he's the player to get at center, as backup center. I mean, I still trust that Nivo will have a good game enough not to put Nagy in to play as a starter. But it's good to have Nagy right now, I think.
Strategically, the only problem right now with Nagy or Marinkovic is that they both play on Friday. Right? In a perfect world, you get the guy like this, you put him out there Thursday, and then you know. And if Nagy has, what did he have last night? Last week, 17.6 credits? Yeah. If you know it on Thursday, that changes it. Now, if to have to put them there Friday, there's a bit of a gamble. But still, for this price, these are very good players. Even if they're just on your bench getting 50% of their value at 5.9 credits, those are both players worth having.
Yep. So we're going up to the range of 10 credits or less. My choice there is Marius Grigonis of Panathinaikos. He's been playing really well lately. As long as Hernan Gomez and Nicolò are out, Grigonis will keep getting minutes as a small forward. He's feeling very comfortable in this position. Doing a lot more than taking 3-point shots, which is, of course, his specialty, but he can do a lot more, and he's proven it. And I expect a really high-scoring game against Partizan, and that's why Grigonis should be a good choice this week.
I hope for a high-scoring game so Protsida can get some extra value for me. I'm going to go back to the game we keep talking about, Alba Berlin against Maccabi. If Alba remains with the injury, the shorthandedness, the players who are out, then at 7.1 credits, Gabriel Protsida is an excellent player. He's young. He's getting the minutes. He had a good game last week, and I expect to see more from him. So it's a no-brainer for me.
All right, and with no restrictions, if I had to play, let's say if I had to choose a player to be MVP of the round or get the highest PAR of this round, even losing, I would go with Will Clyburn. I think with Derek Willis injured, he's going to play power forward. I explained this already. He has many advantages. He can use his size, his ball handling, his one-on-one skills. And he's a player that when he gets going, he can get a lot of PAR in a very small amount of time. So Clyburn will be my choice.
So I'm going to stick with the same team and understand there's changes going on there. I'm going to go with Larkin. Over the last 3 weeks, he's averaged a 26.8 fantasy score, which is the highest in the league. We've seen before when Larkin gets hot, he can be unstoppable. He was MVP last week, but that doesn't concern me because in the past, Larkin's won MVP 4 weeks in a row, which is a EuroLeague record. So if things are starting to come together and he has to carry more load, I don't think it takes away from Clyburn at all. I think the two of them can lead the team. But I think that Larkin, even though it's 16 credits, he's not cheap. I can't afford him on this team, or it didn't work out right now for me to afford him on this team. But if I could afford him, I think that he's worth the money.
I always talk about pre-pandemic Larkin. Pre-pandemic Larkin is probably one of the best guards in the history of the EuroLeague. He beat the scoring record. He was averaging, before the pandemic, he was averaging over 22 points per game, over 50% on three-point shooting. If he gets back to this level, he's a must. Everybody should have Larkin in fantasy because he's a difference maker. I mean, he has offered hints of what he used to be, but he never played so consistently at that level again. And I hope he does, because right now he's the closest he's been to, let's say, pre-pandemic Larkin. He was unbelievable. I mean, ready to take over. It was unbelievable.
I have to say that when you say it that way, pre-pandemic Larkin, it sounds like a superhero name.
Yeah. A little bit, yeah.
But
You talk about
when he's playing like that, he was like a EuroLeague superhero. There was no stopping him. And he had to give the game with the 10 three-pointers, the game with how many 40 something points when he set the scoring record. I can't 40 was it 49? I don't even remember.
49, yeah, against
49.
Bayern.
Right. He was just electric. And if he's fully healthy and he's fully meshed with Darius Thompson, he's the go-to guy there. The stars around him, but if he's the one who's carrying the load and fully healthy, that's exciting for us all to watch. And for fantasy, you want to have that.
Yeah, one last thing before I go is I kept Thompson this week, even when he had 18 points and PER of 12 last week, because I expect him to start dishing assists at some point, especially with so many much talent around. I think this move to Claiborne at power forward helps him, and that's why I'm keeping him one more week. But if he doesn't deliver next week, he'll be out of it.
He is
Anyway,
coincidentally on my team also, so you don't get any advantage there.
all right. That's good to know. That's good to know. Well, if I get him as a captain, yeah, but I'm not. I'm picking Sangali as captain, by the way.
I am right now. I have Baldwin as my captain, but again, this is the Monday morning team. We'll see what happens on the Thursday morning team. But in a certain scenario, I think that Baldwin could be the right guy to lead Maccabi on Thursday night, and there's a lot of value there.
All right, that's all for us. What can I say? Very good luck to everybody, even to you, Frankie.
Thank you.
And
It's great
let's
to have
see.
you back. It's great to have you back to see you all in one piece after your big weekend last week. And
Yeah.
we're looking forward to a great round 11. It should be exciting. And we'll be back here a week from today to break it down and discuss it. And I'll tell you one thing. I can't wait for round 13 when we can have unlimited trades and start from scratch again.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. That's going to be interesting. We have to improve our teams enough to have enough credits to, well, afford who we have to afford, which is right now, I think Larkin, Claiborne, all these players are mandatory right now.
All right, we'll see you next week. Bye,
Yeah, see ya.
everybody.